Lecture 7. Writing.
In our last lecture, we discussed the rise and quick expansion of the city of Uruk, and we talked about many of the different features that went with city life. One of the features I mentioned, but did not go into in great detail, was the development of writing. And writing and cities link together quite closely because cities have the large number of people living within one small region. These people produce surplus food and other goods that need to be stored and redistributed in some sort of organized manner. And as cities grow, they're going to need to develop accounting methods to keep track of these goods, because they occur on such a scale that the average person can't remember them. In this lecture, we're going to trace the different ways of keeping records, administration, and how they were used in different periods. We're going to consider whether early forms of record keeping contributed to the development of writing, and we'll also examine the technology of writing, the development of cuneiform script, the literacy rate, and return briefly to the story of the translation of cuneiform. Around the late 4th millennium, a writing system was invented at the city of Uruk. These earliest known examples of writing are already very well developed. And so when we come across a complex system that emerges full sprung, as it were, there's some debate as to what led to its development, whether it was developed by a few people who lived close to each other and came up with this brilliant way of recording information that they convinced everyone else to use. It's possible. Or that writing was part of a long process that included many types of development of record keeping. The debate is still open, and how you interpret the appearance of writing largely depends on how you think about the process of communication between individuals. We do know that other record-keeping technologies were in use long before writing was developed. And so no matter whether we think these ways of keeping records were important in the specific development of writing or not, they are necessary for us to examine and to consider. The study of these early systems of record keeping informs us about how bureaucracy developed and how goods and services became increasingly specialized. Also, these record keeping systems inform us about a system of authority. Who oversees the process of creating a community and communal needs. The earliest form of nonverbal communication uses a system of tokens that may have been an important precursor to writing. The earliest examples of tokens are found in the Neolithic era, so they date to about 8,000 BC. The token system was in use as a way of keeping track of numbers and accounting for 5,000 years. So that's about twice as long as the alphabetic script that we use today. Keep in mind that even though we are entirely dependent on a writing system now, this method of controlling and delivering information served for millennia without system of tokens rather than a writing system. Tokens are handmade balls of clay, or sometimes small stones, that represent quantity. They are found in groups, usually in a somewhat unhelpful context. When the context is known, they are found in garbage dumps or in fill used to provide the foundation for a later building. Sometimes they're found in graves, which could be more useful, but we don't have enough of those to help us gain a clear understanding into why tokens would be found in graves. Tokens use many different forms. They can be conical, spherical, cylindrical. They may represent either a different quantity of good or perhaps different commodities.